Hello and welcome back to another podcast of Intuitive Conversations. I'm Tamara France.
And I'm Chantel Neufeld. This podcast is called Feeding Your Demons Part 2. So it's actually going to be, we're actually going to do the process. So Tamara's going to be the therapist and I'm going to be the client. And she's going to lead me through the process and you guys can follow along.
All right. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, so let's just start with some deep breaths. Take three deep breaths and check in with your body, noticing any physical tension. And as you breathe, direct your breath into any of those parts of your body and just relax that tension. And then take three breaths, just noticing where in your body you might have any emotional tension. And let your breath relax any of that emotional tension and dissipate it. And then three more breaths, just checking into where you might have any mental tension in your body. And again, using your breath to release that mental tension. And then take a moment to quietly generate an intention that you will do this work on behalf of yourself and those close to you and on behalf of the greater good of all. Okay, so now you're going to choose a demon, something in your life that represents a blockage to freedom on any level.
I'm going to choose perfection.
Okay, so as you think about the perfection demon, go within and see where you experience that demon in your body. Where do you notice it most strongly?
My heart area, my chest area.
Okay. So keep your focus on your chest area and let that feeling intensify. Really go deeply into that sensation in your chest, in your heart area. And let's start thinking about how you might describe that. What does it feel like?
Just feels like very urgent or very scary.
And if it were to have a color, what kind of a color would it have?
Red.
Red. And imagine a shape. What kind of a shape would it have?
It's like fire. Like the shape of like a campfire fire.
Okay. Does it have a texture or a temperature?
Yeah, it's hot and like it doesn't stay the same as sort of shape shifting, I guess.
Okay. Is there anything else that you notice in your body?
No, it's just a sense of it being unattainable yet expected.
Ah, okay. So let yourself continue to go deeply into that feeling. And at this point, start to imagine that it transfers out of your body and onto the chair facing you. And it becomes a being sitting across from you. Start noticing the shape that it takes, what it looks like. Some kind of a being with arms and legs, with a head. are you seeing in front of you?
I'm seeing like a lizard or dragon type thing with a mask on.
What do you notice about the mask? Can you describe any of the features?
It's very like sparkly and like glitter, like texture glitter.
What do you notice about the eyes? Is there any kind of an expression?
It's very intense.
And does the creature, the demon, have skin or some other type of a surface? What kind of a texture does the surface of this being have?
It's very scaly. It's like in Monsters, Inc., the bad guy on there.
Okay.
Sort of different color, like chameleon.
As you continue to look at this figure, at this demon in front of you, is there anything about it that you haven't noticed yet?
It just seems very cunning.
Okay. So now we're going to ask the demon three questions. And I will state the questions and you can repeat them after me. And we won't wait for an answer at this point. It's just the three questions. So the first question is, what do you want?
What do you want?
What do you really need?
What do you really need?
How will you feel when you get what you need?
How will you feel when you get what you need?
So now you're going to get up and trade places and sit in the seat of the demon. And as you put yourself into the place of the demon, notice how it feels to be in that body. What are you feeling inside and outside? How would you describe the feeling of being in that demon's place?
It's very like, it's always moving, like almost slithering.
And are there any feelings that you notice? How does the demon feel inside? Are there any emotions?
Yeah, like it's very scared. Like, what do you think you're doing? Like, don't mess with what works.
And what do you notice when you look out through the demon's eyes and see yourself in the other chair? What do you see?
It's like that I have control over her.
So now you're going to give your answers to those three questions. And the answers will come in this form. What I want is, and you will continue and finish the answer.
What I want is control.
What I really need is,
what I really need is to be safe.
When I get what I really need, I will feel
calm. I get what I really need, I'll feel calm.
Okay. So now you are going to go back to your chair. Sit back in your own seat, bring yourself back into your own body, and just ground yourself in your body. And look again at the demon sitting across from you. Is there anything else that you're noticing?
Not really.
So what you're going to do now is just imagine that your body dissolves into a nectar. And this nectar will take on the qualities of what it is that your demon really needs. So a nectar of calmness of some kind. What form does it take? What does it look like?
It's like a lavender bubble bath.
Oh. So you are going to be giving that nectar to your demon in whatever way seems appropriate. How will this demon take in the nectar?
I think it'll be like a like an actual bath with a bubble bath in there, kind of like a Epsom salt and soak in type of a thing.
So now see your demon in this bath, in this beautiful, warm, nurturing bath with the lavender purple bubble bath. And let yourself give this nectar to the demon and just notice what's happening. Notice what you're doing. Notice what's happening as this demon experiences being given the nectar. What do you see?
It's starting to dissolve.
The demon is dissolving?
Mm-hmm.
So let that process continue until the demon is completely satisfied. And let me know when you're ready to go on.
Like it's shrinking more and more.
And it may disappear entirely, or it may choose to transform into something else. What do you notice happening?
It's not there anymore, but there's a lot of bubbles. Like lots and lots of bubbles.
So now the demon has disappeared, and you may invite an ally to appear. If you like, you can say, I would like to invite the ally to appear.
I'd like to invite the ally to appear. It's Elsa from Frozen.
It's Elsa.
Just like very like super strong, like just in her more empowering moments on the movies.
So take a good look at this ally. Does she have a particular expression in her eyes or on her face as she looks at you?
Like very determined, very, like 100% sure.
So now we are going to ask the ally 4 questions, and you can simply repeat them after me. How will you help me?
How will you help me?
How will you protect me?
How will you protect me?
What pledge or commitment will you make to me?
What pledge or commitment will you make to me?
How will I access you?
How will I access you?
And now you're going to switch places again and sit in the seat of your ally. And let yourself come into the place of the ally and notice how it feels to be inside that being. And describe what you feel, what you notice as you sit in the seat of the ally.
I feel like a strength, like an inner strength that manifests on the outside. Like the postures. Very certain.
Ah. Mm-hmm. And as you sit in the place of the ally and look across at yourself sitting in the other chair, what is it that you see or notice about yourself?
I just see someone with good intentions. They're like almost innocent, sincere.
And so now, as the ally, you will answer the four questions. I will help you by.
I will help you by being brave.
I will protect you by
reminding you to embody the strength to take a deep breath and feel that strength.
The pledge that I make to you is
that the pledge I will make to you is that I'll always be right there. That you won't be alone. That you can lead with confidence.
You can access me by.
You can access me by asking for me to come help.
And now you can move back into your own seat. Back into your own body. Once again, facing the ally, noticing again how the ally appears before you, and really taking in the presence of this ally. And then imagine that the energy of the ally is pouring into you, pouring into your body, and completely filling your body with the energy of the ally. Notice how your body feels as this ally energy pours into it. What do you notice, or what are you aware of as you receive this ally's energy into your body?
It's like a strength or a power.
Is there any place in your body where you especially feel this energy?
I guess I feel it in my back, like it's like a posture, like chin up, it's a posture, sort of a.
And now imagine that the energy, that the ally dissolves into light. The body of the ally completely dissolves into light. Does the light have a color?
It's like a light blue.
And notice any qualities or feelings around this light.
It's like sparkly.
And then imagine that this light dissolves into you. The light completely dissolves into your body and fills your body. And then allow your body with the integrated energy of the ally to dissolve as well. Let yourself completely dissolve with the integrated energy of your ally into light. And just rest in the awareness of what is ever present. And just notice your awareness. to come back into your body and notice the feeling of the energy of the ally in your body as you come back very solidly into yourself. Notice the ally's energy remaining with you. And keep that energy of the ally in your body and in your awareness as you slowly open your eyes.
Wow.
So that's the process.
Wow. When I was like in that last process, when I was dissolved too, I was just repeating that mantra, I'm not my body, I'm not my skin, I am the soul that lives within. Wow, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very visual process.
So for anyone who would like to experience that process for themselves, you can go to YouTube and just search for Feeding Your Demons with Lama Soltrim Alione. And you don't know how to spell, if you don't know how to spell her name, just put Feeding Your Demons and she will come up. It's quite a long talk, but in the midst of it, she guides an entire audience through this process. And so you can do it along with her. That's often what I use when I'm on my own doing this work. And it's quite powerful.
Yes, and you can also contact us too if you have any questions, and we'll point you in the right direction, give you links for books and YouTube and whatever.
Thanks for listening, everyone. And until next podcast, keep listening to your heart song.